Yeah, I'm still here, but you cut out like about 2 minutes ago. So then I said, what I say? I think I said lost you again, and then all of a sudden you came back. But as you're saying with the credit cards, you have to have discipline with a credit card. Most of the time my philosophy is, like I said, if I can't afford five of them, I can't afford to buy it. Because interest rate, like you said, have gone up. I look at some of my cards, especially department store cards. I'm like, it's like 29%. I'm like, whoa. Good thing I keep a zero balance. I only use it every blue moon. And with the debit card, I'm a little leery because if you have a fraudulent charge on your debit card, it's harder to get the money back than if it's actually on a credit card. I don't know why, but I think the banks and the credit card, the banks and the credit unions, they fight you tooth and nail at that because that's when they lose money. Credit cards, they're making money hand over fist because they're charging an absorbent amount of interest. So they'll look at it and say, yeah, they'll give you your money back and cancel your card, but they probably flag your account and see if it happens again within a certain period. Also, the stuff that says, like, you get what Jay was saying, 2 years interest. I don't think you get 2 years interest. I think you get 2 years. They don't charge you for the interest. It still accumulates if you don't pay it off. But after that 2 years, all the interest comes back up in one shot. So my wife did that with a Home Depot car. They said 0% interest. That's if you pay that within that time frame. If not, all the interest that started from the beginning will come back and hit you and bite you in the behind. That's why you got to be diligent with your credit card if you have one. What else? Yeah, that's about it right now. So I'm going to hand it back over to Jay.